Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe, yes, of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your our God, we bow and worship you. We bow down and worship you. We worship you. Our God, we worship you. We bow down before you. We bow down and worship you. We enter in. Our God, we worship you. Consume in fire. Your awesome presence is in this place. This is holy ground. We come to bow down. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Oh, our God, we bow down. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, yes, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white, there's no I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 I plead the of Jesus. You are the pillar that holds my life. Yes, Lord Jesus. You are the pillar that holds my life. My soul, Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Like my soul, Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah, Lord. Mekwasa sampanonosia. Endoli cruzazua ndolobosia ndelia. Mekwasosia ndolobina nazada. Enge kwashete le bruno nonogosia talia. Le kwasazia la bruna bogosia te. Endo dolobro nege kwasazia. Me ingronobo kustosia. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Captivate my heart. Let your kingdom come. Establish there your throne. Let your will be done. Reign in me. Reign in me. Suffering Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Yes. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me, 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 reign in me. Lord, unto your hand, racheté, endege kuzozia, endege gege lebrus ade, ondege kuazo zo ontru no nogo siato, ige kuashete, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, in view of all the mercies of God, it is expected of the prevailers to dedicate our life by making a decisive decision to present our bodies beloved, everything about our life, our body, anything in and around us has to be dedicated to the Ancient of Days, to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It is written, presenting all your members and faculties as sleeping time, our waking time, our walking life, beloved, our relational life, everything about our body must be placed before God as an offering. Whether, beloved, it's anything that has to do with our intelligence, that has to do with any function of our body, it's going to be given over to the Lord as an instrument of worship, given unto God at all as an instrument of worship. We could not have given it to God and for the enemy to want to take hold of it. This night, I would have said that there is no prayer line tonight that we will come in the morning. But the destroyer must be destroyed. And for a number of people, beloved, I was praying for somebody in the early hours. And you can see an old person coming out from a younger person's body. Beloved, so the enemy is losing over that person. Whatever devil was inside of that person came out. When God begins to open our eyes and we are able to discern what the problem is, it makes deliverance easy. Jesus got to the tomb and saw the madman of Gadara, and the man said, "What have you got to do with us? Our time is not yet." It was not the man that was speaking, it was the devil that took hold of him that was speaking. He said, what do you have to do with us? Our time is not yet. He said, what have you to do with us? Our time is not yet. Beloved, and the same account, because the devil does not want to be tortured. The devil wants to stay where it's sitting. We asking me a funny question? How can you be talking to a human being, that is talking to you, and they're wondering why life is like this? And what you see the person doing is on the street picking broken bottles. And then you are thinking, why is life not making meaning? Why is life not adding up? Because there is an evil dedication. There is a satanic arrangement that needs to be broken. Beloved, so tonight, he said, give it over, not some of it. Jesus was teaching in the book of Mark chapter 1 from verse 21. Everybody was amazed about his teaching, and beloved, as he was teaching them as one who had authority, not as a teacher of the law that tells stories and no performance of the word. It's in there is no evidence of God's word that is seen. And then a man in their synagogue, it was not outside of the church, a man who has been in church said, he was in church but carries an unclean spirit, but still goes to church every Sunday. And beloved, right in that church, the preacher preaches, the teacher teaches, the scribe speaks in the synagogue, in the temple. He hears it Sunday by Sunday, still sits in the church Sunday by Sunday. Beloved, but because there was a different way, Paul says, I have not come in the eloquence of man wisdom, but I have come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. When Jesus opened his mouth, it was different. Heaven knows his voice, and the earth also knows his voice. Because he came to do the will of the Father. Beloved, the man in the synagogue cried out, cried out, all of a sudden, he cried out because there was an impure spirit, an unclean spirit that has possessed him. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the only one of God. So it's not only the church people that should know the prevalence, even the devil must know that we have Christ on the inside of us. Because Christ is the power of God. And what did Jesus say? He said, be quiet. Said Jesus, sternly, come out of him. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Beloved, so even when you have been taught, the power of God is still available. It's recognized saw where the prevailers are when everybody is dedicated to God, it will be impossible for the enemy to be comfortable where you are. Luke 18:14. David said, as soon as they hear my voice, they surrender themselves unto me, as strangers fade away from their close places. That scripture was real more than ever before to me yesterday. So the old fella got out of a younger person's body, and not only did they got out, they showed the three coins. The three coins that was used to secure trouble for that individual. The doctor cannot diagnose that. So God is trusting us, the church, to rise up. We know that that is one of the things he said. In prevalence, he's raising a generation of people that will push back darkness, but that will see the establishment of the divine power of God. So in order to for that to take place, we must say yes to God and dedicate our bodies to Him and say, Lord, because the word of the Lord said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. It will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Baptism means when God brings us, when you go underwater, you are completely enveloped underwater. It's a submersion after water. And the word of the Lord said, he that is coming, John said, he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He that is coming after me, we baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It will baptize you with fire. What does it mean to be baptized? It means to dip repeatedly, to be immersed, to submerge underwater. And when we come underwater, the moment you are underwater, beloved, you are being washed by the water. You are being made clean by that water. You are saturated with that water. That is what I will get the devil out of your case, because you don't belong to that devil. Therefore, this morning, you and I were going to lift up our voices to the Lord. He said, there is one that is coming after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. His fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Whatever it is that is not meant to be in the life of the believer, whatever has been traded, whatsoever has been given to the devil, whatsoever the enemy is using against any prevailer, is going to lose its grip this afternoon, this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So we are going to speak, starting from you, to every prevailer. We are going to say tonight, Father, let there be a submersion of every life under the fire of God. Let there be a baptism of the Holy Ghost, a saturation of the power of Jehovah and the fire of God in our life. Father, baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. In this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le kwazo zoprinanaga ziate, le kwaka kwashate, ilege kwazo zia, ilobrondege kwazo zie, endege kwazo zie, endege gege siato, ondege gege libru zozia, ondege gege libru zooto, endege kwashate, endege gege libru zozia, le kwazo zo ondege kwashate, ela brido bongo siato, ila kakushto, si ila bangro siate, endege kwazo zia, ondege kwashate, ila brondege kwazo, ezwazo ondege ke kwaza, ela brido bongo siya, endege kwazo, Lord, baptize me with your Holy Ghost and with your fire. Submerge this prevailers by under the power of the Holy Ghost and with your fire. Ilege kwazo ze entrunonosia. Ilova kwazazia. Let there be an immersion of the Holy Ghost and with fire of the Spirit of the living God in this commission. In locuta azwaze, zeprilo kukuzosia, endeke kuzosia. He said, there is one coming after me who will baptize you, who will immerse you. That is baptism by immersion. It will soak you, thoroughly soak you in the power of the Holy Ghost and with fire. Le kwaza, zapronte kaliko siato. Engra kakushto zia, illa kakwaza, ezo brindo nongo ziato, illa brindo bongru do boste ligru zaate, illa bratu aso, illa brindo nongo ziate, indongo kwaza, illa kakushto zia, illa kakukushate, endege ke libru zozia, illa brundo gozia, illa bruno gogozia, izeke kwashete, illa brondege kwazo, endege kwazazia, la piotu ala bondo gosiate, illa bogogoshete, indongrosi ike kwato lombro nika kwazazia, indege kwazazia, lopo kwazazia. Lord, we shock the prevailers, the men, the women, around the earth this morning, within the blood of Jesus and the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Baptism means to dip repeatedly, to immerse, to submerge under water. Beloved, when we come under it, it becomes a purifying agent, it becomes a purging agent. It becomes an eliminator of whatsoever it is not God in our lives. Therefore, this morning, Lord, we decree and declare, let every prevailer be soaked in the blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we bring them under the baptism, the immersion of the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lokwazazia, as a purified agent, as a purging agent, the eliminating everything that is not God from the life of the prevailer this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lekwazo, Esupron Asasia, let the fire of the Holy Spirit begin to burn off every chance, every satanic deposit, every demonic deposit, every satanic oppression in the life of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la kakwazozia, in zozo, soprina kazo, in kakustozia, elebeli kruzozia, endege kwazo, ezuata, la prinonozia, in kakustozi, la prondege kwaza. Nelebiga kwazozia, in la kukustozia, Mekros utolobo siate, enge kwa zozia, endege libru zozie, eke kwa shote. By the power of the Holy Ghost, tonight we command every unclean spirit, every satanic deposit, every stranger in the life of any prevailer, be eliminated by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we are sent to the Lord. Every body of every member is presented, Lord, unto you as your threshing floor. Let that be a purging by fire from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Let that be a purging by fire from the crown of the head of anyone sick, of Ibiemi, of Sheyi Shende, of Abiodun this morning. Let there be a purging by fire in every bone, in every marrow, in any for anybody's body that is sick this morning. Let there be a baptism of power and of fire that purges of anything that is contrary to the word of the living God in the life of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quaso e le crocito, inge quashete, insopruto, le cacuaza, il lava cacuazo, endege quaso, il labrilo bongruza ato. Endege kwaza si ila bondru nonosia. Endege kwaza zia. Ondege kwato. Ondo labros ate. Ela bakuzo zia. Bongo kushto zia. Endege kwaza zia. Olo bogo siato. Beloved, the word of the Lord says, he will thoroughly purge a threshing floor. Beloved, he will gather the wheat, but the chaff he burn into unquenchable fire. There is no point keeping chaffs, because it is of no use to the individual that keeps it. It's supposed to be burnt off. There is nothing that you need to do with a stranger in the body. Whether the stranger is sickness, the fig tree who has nothing to yield but was occupying space, Jesus told to dry up. He said, nobody must eat of you again. Whatever is in the body of anyone, it doesn't matter how it got there, whatsoever is in your body that is worrying and working against your wellness and your wholeness, working against the advancement of the people, it is a stranger. that has no business in being that, in that body. And the word of the Lord says, when the fire comes, every stranger, whether they are unclean spirit, they become unable of remaining in that habitation. Therefore, you and I were going to say this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and you are commanding every satanic, demonic personality that has used the body of the prevailers as an hiding place. Every demonic oriented infirmity that hides itself in the body of anyone so that they can destroy, you are saying tonight, I fire you. Get out of my body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every satanic, demonic deposit, every stranger in this body, every stranger of sickness and disease, every stranger hidden in the body of any prevailer, waiting for a time to manifest, every unclean spirit in the body of any prevailer, waiting to afflict, waiting to affect, waiting to waste, waiting to oppose, waiting to create diseases and sickness inside of any prevailer. What are you waiting for? Be exposed, be destroyed, be exposed, be destroyed, be exposed, be destroyed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Be exposed, be destroyed, be exposed, be destroyed, be exposed, be destroyed, be exposed, be destroyed by fire, be exposed, be destroyed by fire. Strangers of affliction, strangers of death in the body, strangers of the destroyer in the body, strange presses, strange demonic affliction in the body, be destroyed by fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to know that cancer is a stranger. I want you to know that infirmity of any type, insanity, is a stranger. I want you to know that oppression is a stranger in your body. If you have dedicated your body unto God, whatsoever it is in your body is a stranger that is occupying the body that Christ, beloved, as ordained. So those strangers must be rooted out of your body tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In loco quasazia, en la kika kustosie, ezo soprunde ge quasa, ege quasa, ando gogo libruz oze, en la ga quasite, ege quaso, onde ge quasa. Ella brosi ike kwazo zie, endenge kwaza, ondenge ke ezwaza, o kwashata, le kruzo zie, ella kakuzo zia, illa bakosiato, by the divine fire of the Holy Ghost, I command every stranger to be rooted out of the body of the prevailers now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In la quaza, ezo proto quaza zea, ezo prende que custosia, I cause the root of of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, it is important that the prevailers knows that when God said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, it didn't say that the gates of hell will not try, but it said they cannot overpower it, they cannot conquer it, they cannot be victorious against the church. So it didn't say they will not try. But what guarantees our victory is the divine revelation of God's word. And that word of God, because he said unto Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. It has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Flesh and blood has not revealed what you know to you, but it has been revealed by my Spirit, by my Father who is in heaven. He said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. He had a divine revelation of who Christ is. When you know Christ, then you are able to have power with God, because Christ has become to us the Spirit. He has become to us the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Christ is the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. It is that same Christ who is the word of God that was revealed unto Peter. In Matthew 16, beloved, from 17 to verse 20, and he said, I will build my church. He said, thou art Christ, the anointed one. Thou art Christ, the power of God. Thou art Christ, the wisdom of God. Thou art Christ, the word of the living God. There was a spiritual discernment that made him to locate God. Therefore, every devil is subjected to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How can a human being, a naturally walking, a woman being walking on the face of the earth, a believer, has to deal with unclean spirit? But still goes to church on every Sunday, sitting in that same synagogue. But yet, the unclean spirit was comfortably seated in that place. But when you have the fire of God in you, every unclean spirit will find their realize in the presence of fire, they can no longer dwell there. Have you ever seen the serpent? When fire comes, it will run away, beloved. It will run away. The devil will run away, because they will know that that habitation is not for the devil. The habitation of the righteous is for God. So when you set fire on the bush, every devil, they pack their load and they will go. Therefore, this morning, we are going to release the fire of God. The fire of the Most High God. You are going to release the fire of God against the roots, the foundation of infirmity in the life of anyone sick right now or anyone that will come into the Prevalence Church Network with any sort of infirmity. We are going to say, Father, we ignite the fire of the word. Hebrews 12:29, it says the Lord your God is a consuming fire. Jeremiah 23:29, it says, is my word not like fire? God is a consuming fire. God, your God is. His word also is like fire. And we saw Matthew 3:12. That is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So the problem is not God. Because he is called a consuming fire. His word is like fire. He baptizes with fire. So he is a carrier of fire. And this is a fire that the devil, the destroyer, cannot withstand in the body of the prevailers. Therefore, you and I, we are rising in our spirit this morning, and you are saying, Lord, arise by your power, arise by your fire. Let death the enemy troubling my health, troubling my body, troubling my home. Let the destroyer be destroyed. Let the destroyer be destroyed. Arise by your power and by your fire. Saturate my body with your fire. My bone, my marrow, my joints, every part of my being. Let your fire penetrate, burn off every disease, burn off every infirmity. Let your fire penetrate into my being and burn off every satanic lodgment, every satanic poison in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But beloved, hear what the Lord said to me. Someone, I didn't pay attention to this until the Holy Ghost brought this into my remembrance now. Jesus said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Beloved, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. It is like a tiny little yeast. When you want to make a dough, what you put in it is just a tiny little yeast that will ferment and work itself inside of the flour, and the old dough will rise, and that is what you put in the oven and you burn. And the word of the Lord will address a number of things in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It was dealing with the issue of sin, of immorality. It said in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 5, because you can't ask God to partner with you when you are working against God. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it said it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you. And a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. Beloved, when a man is sleeping with his father's wife, he said, and they are unbroken, they don't have any remorse. It looks like a tiny little problem, but it's a major problem because it's going to work itself into the rest of the door. It says such an immorality is not even tolerated among those who does not know God. It said, and you are inflated with pride instead of filled with grief, so that he who has committed this act might be removed from your congregation. That is how sin is dealt with. They thought that Paul is not present, so he wouldn't know what is going on. He said, for though I am absent in the body but present in the spirit, I have already decided about the one who has done this thing as though I were present. So not being with you in your home, or not being with you on the job, or not being with you even in a service, does not mean that a man or a woman that carries the grace of God, who is standing in his place as a covering, does not see. That's why somebody was asking me all of these things, you see, how do you manage? What a question. Do I have to manage anything? I don't manage anything. The one who speaks to me is the one who ordered me to do whatever I'm doing in response to every word. So there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Beloved, so when there is sin, the individual allowed the destroyer to destroy. Because 1 Corinthians 3:16 said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God, and the Holy Ghost dwelleth within you, the same Holy Ghost, and the as fire that burn up the chaff is in you. So he said, whoever defiles the body shall be destroyed. In the same way, if unclean spirit defiles the body, that unclean spirit is destroyed. When sickness defiles the body, the sickness is destroyed. In the same way, if a person allows corruption in their body, it's exposing that body, that life, to the destroyer. It said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Don't say because I am not with you physically. I don't know what is going on. He said, when you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus with my spirit and with the power of the Lord Jesus, turn that no one, not turn, turn that one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that a spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. He said, let that person, let that disturbed person experience the destruction of the flesh. So that is talking about delivering the individual to Satan. Allowing the devil to buffet that body. He said, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven levels the old lump? A yeast, a tiny weeny yeast, permeates the old batch of dough. He said, get out, clean out, purge out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch. You are indeed unleavened, for Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, when you are observing the yeast, the feast, not with old yeast or with the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and of truth, with all pollution, without pollution. So it talks about expelling the immoral brother, redeeming anybody that is that has affiliation with another that is contrary to the will of God. Expel that person that is exposed, that is don't cover for them. Beloved, he was dealing with a particular situation. But beloved, because where the Holy Ghost is and where the fire of the Lord is, every devil must come out and not be able to stay in that place. It is the same fire that will purge sickness, that will also purge sin, that will purge us of the things that are contrary. We are saying to the Lord, my Father, we yield the bodies of every prevalence unto you. Lord, purge us of every filthiness, every sin that can make us to be subjected even to the destroyer. Lord, rid the prevalence of every ungodly act, of every ungodly sin, of every ungodly behavior, of anything that is contrary to your word. Let the fire of your spirit, the fire of your word, penetrate into our being to purge, to purify, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In locus asia, in throndu custosie, elange quaso, si indali cruzaza, in bruto, on dege quashete, in lo brotusosie, in grasucuto, in gracusto, ze librunos, in ge quashete, in lo brondege quaso, in dogo cuzosie, ezo zoprundege quaza, in lo bocoshete, elaga custosia, on dogo siato, in ge quazasia. You are saying, Lord, penetrate into my life, Holy Ghost fire. Enter into my life. Baptize me. Submerge me. Let there be an immersion of fire, Lord, that makes my body intolerable, even to sickness, to the season, to sin, to any ungodly act, to any ungodly spirit, to every unclean spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In lava custosia, in grossi, in kequazosie, in lava custosie, in decle custosio, Every body were amazed at his teaching. He was not even praying. So in this commission, whether we are praying, whether we are preaching and teaching the word, he said, God walking with them, confirming his words with sign and with wonder. Jesus was teaching. And every devil was vacating. Jesus was preaching. And every demon could no longer stay. Whether in the worship team, whether in the teaching and preaching of the word, whether it is through prayer, whether they encounter the worshipers or they encounter the ushers or whoever the instrumentalist, every devil must go. Every devil must go. That sat inside of man, they must go. Devils must leave. Devil must leave. Every devil must leave. Here is the word of the Lord. As he was teaching, the man that sat in that church, with unclean spirit, with a demon, look, one man sat, but many devils spoke. What have you come to do with us? With us, the devils inside of one man. What have you to do with us? Our time is not yet. They want to remain there for life. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? And Jesus said, come out of him. He said, be quiet. Said Jesus, Stanley, come out of him. And the impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. He came out of him. It's as if he wants to turn that man apart. He has torn that life apart until Christ commanded him to get out. So you must have an answer and stop deceiving yourself or being deceived and thinking that it is impossible for the devil to be inside of somebody that is in church. The church is a church because it is a clinic where everybody must come and they must be free and be cleaned up and be able to go out and clean others up. I said, what manner of authority is this? That evil, unclean spirit can get out of a man at his command. But the same Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, he sent you. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he said, for this purpose the Son of God is manifest, so that he will destroy the works of the evil one. And if the Father sent him, and in that sent with the sent word of God, every devil goes. It means that wherever you and I show up, everything that violates the word of God are not permitted to be comfortable wherever I am at. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So when they manifest, it's so that they must come out of that body. It's not that they should sit there. It's not about the suit anybody wear. It's not about the religion anybody practice. The fire must saturate the prevailer so much that wherever we show up, every devil must get out. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Ananias and Sapphira, they have done what they were doing, and not the first time, not the second time. Because if they have not been doing it before, they won't do it in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, no man after the flesh. No man after the flesh. So every devil, however young, however old the prevailers members are, wherever you show up, wherever we show up, it must no longer be tolerable to any satanic force, to any satanic entity. It must no longer be a place that is conducive to immorality, to every power of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we are saying, Father, mantle the prevailers with fire, such that wherever we show up, become inconducive, become intolerable, even to any satanic force, any unclean spirit, any demonic power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, mantle the prevailers with fire and with your divine power. That makes our environment intolerable to any demonic satanic operators. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in la kakusosi ilemangrosi ato in groshete in la bakusosi in tranokusosi in kekwashete in la brandege kwazo in dege kwazoso in tranokusosi in the kosiato in the kolibru nonogosiate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in love, in the Librusosia, in the Gokustosia, in the Librusosia, I decree and declare, the prosi ike quashete, is the sopron de gequasa, ike quashete, my Father, mantle me with your divine fire. With your divine power, lekwasa zapiatwa, that makes our environment, our community, to be intolerable, unconducive to satanic force, satanic power. In the mighty name of Jesus, ikakwaso se indali kakwaso zie ezoprande gekustosia legretuzosia. Inge kustosia, indo kuzozie, ele brino dongrosi iketua, ozo zuate, illo brondege kwazo, inge kustosi, indali kuzazia, indo go kustosie, endege kwashete, illo brondege kwazo, indo go si ike kwashete, indo go libru zozia, Indogo kustosia, indoga librusosia, indogo librusaza, inge kwashete, in lo brondege kwazo, indogo le mengrisa ato, ingo kwasasia, in lo brondege kwazo, indoge kusuzu, in lava kukustosia, entrono kustosia, endege kusosie, Elle belibru zosia, endege kustosa, endoga kustosi, illo bongo kusosia, illo brondege kwazo, ezika kwashete, leke kwaza, zaprindogo kwaza, indogo gogo siato, inge kustosa lebro nege. destroy the works of the devil. So, beloved, the devil, the unclean spirit, was inside of that man in Mark chapter 1. And because Jesus showed up, they can no longer stay there. The destroyer was destroyed, but it came out of that man. He has no power to remain in that body. It came out. It left that body alone. Therefore, every satanic, demonic destroyer must leave the habitation of the righteous without even in a hurry. They must leave in a hurry. They must leave in a hurry. Therefore, as I said earlier, the sickness, the infirmity inside of the people, spirit of insanity, spirit of failing and falling, everything assigned, the spirit of sickness, it is a stranger that the destroyer has planted there to destroy. Therefore, they must leave the habitation of the righteous in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwaza atwa. Therefore, as we round up this morning, we are commanded every destroying sickness. And said the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Their demonic entity are said to violate the body of the people. Therefore, we are saying every autoneuron disease, every muscle-related disease, every spirit of insanity and cancer in the life of anyone connected to this commission, in the now or in the future, we command you today, be rooted out by fire. Get out in the name of Jesus. Beloved, healing is the children's bread. Therefore, they are not permitted to remain sick. Let every stranger, spirit of infirmity, lose its grip over the life of the prevailers. Let every spirit of infirmity lose its grip over the life of the prevailer now, in the mighty name of Jesus. As Beardu, I command your healing now. Shayde Shayi, I release you from every infirmity. Aturu, I command your healing in the name of Jesus. Doris Ibiemi, I command your healing now. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let the destroying sickness be destroyed. Let the destroying forces of darkness working or warring against the prevailers be destroyed now. Let there be healing. Let there be wholeness. Let there be recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let Kwaso su undolika Kwaso and the Libros of Otto and the Libros of Sia. Engege kustosia, ondege kwazo, esoprundege kwaza hati. In the mighty name of Jesus, Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 18 to 19. Or even to 20. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit. Why? Because they cried. Because they cried. The righteous cry and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. When the righteous cry, the Lord comes near and he hears and brings about deliverance. The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. What are the troubles? Whatever the troubles may be, affliction, harassment, sickness, infirmity, oppression of any type, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in the spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them not out of some, but out of them all. He gives all his bones, not one of them is broken. Beloved, so the sickness is not unto death, it is to the glory of God. Therefore, the righteous, as we cry tonight, we are coming in agreement and we declare anybody that we brought into this commission, brought into this church, sick of anything in the now or in the future, Lord, I decree and declare them all. I command you be made whole. I command you made whole. I command you be made whole. I command you be made whole. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, financial wholeness, mental wholeness, spiritual wholeness, physical wholeness, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every sick marriage, every sick body, every sick business, every sick career, be made whole, be made all, be made all, be made all, be made all, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bequasa atualobosia, ingekekwasosia, endegekwasosia, ikekwasa ato, in lavronikekwasosia, indokustosia, endegekekwasosia. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I command a total deliverance. I command a release and a relief from every oppression, every affliction, every trouble in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I command a supernatural intervention for release from trouble, for healing from sickness, healing from every form of infirmity. I command a supernatural intervention for deliverance from every form of oppression, of every form of harassment, every form of satanic invasion. Today, I command total deliverance. I enforce total victory. I command the prevailers, arise and conquer, defeat the destroyer, destroy the destroyer. In the mighty name of Jesus, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord now begin to restore unto the prevailers good health. Let wholeness begin to manifest in everybody's body now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be wholeness. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, that is part one of destroying the destroyer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, can we begin to give God thanks if you know that you have met with God? The word of the Lord said to all that believeth, there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you have met with God today, now begin to rejoice and give him thanks for what he has done in you, for you, in me, for me, in us, for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let us give him praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we rejoice in you. We thank you for the great things that you have done for us today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for destroying the destroyer. We thank you that our body belongs unto you. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire. even tonight, that makes the life, the body, the environment of the prevailers non-conducive, even to satanic forces, to the spirit of, to the unclean spirit, making our body to be unconducive, even to every satanic power, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we rejoice in you. We thank you this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he that the Lord has set free shall be free indeed. Therefore, I decree and declare freedom for the captives, healing for the sick, recovery for the blind, recovery of sight for the lame, a quickening for walking. Every spirit of confusion and insanity is destroyed tonight. The power of sin is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every infirmity of cancer, autism disease, arthritis, rheumatism, every disease of muscular related, kidney, liver failure, is the, every one of such infections or diseases or terminal diseases of cancer, they are destroyed this morning. I command their victims to be released into total recovery in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are raising in this commission a change agent, the healing hands of God, that will go forth into our community and into our world. As we lay our hands unto the sick, you will touch through our hands, and every sick folk are made whole in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we thank you for wholeness, spiritually, wholeness, physically, wholeness in every area, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, unto you, the eternal King of glory, who is at work in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure, unto you will return the glory, unto you will return the honor, unto you will return the praise, for we have prayed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you because you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, I celebrate you tonight, and I thank God that what the Lord has done in you, in us, for you and for us, it is permanent in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See you.